USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's foreign minister describes a tragic situation as Russian forces advance in the country. Dmytro Kuleva on CBS's Face the Nation.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle, but it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
In Rome, Pope Francis has delivered his Easter message.
Così duramente provata dalla violenza.
He ended saying, peace is possible, peace is a duty, peace is everyone's primary responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best, best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Following a cold and snowy Easter weekend, forecasters say an even more impactful nor'easter is heading to the northeastern U.S. Weathermen say most areas near the coast from southern New England to the mid-Atlantic are in line to see rain between Monday and Tuesday. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast to begin across much of the mid-Atlantic on Monday, with some particular heavy thunderstorms along the Carolina coast as the nor'easter begins to form. A mother of two was found dead inside of a duffel bag off a popular walking path in a New York City park right near her home. Orsoya Gal, 51, had been found covered in blood inside the duffel bag at around 8 in the morning by a man who was walking his dogs near Forest Park in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Queens. Police followed a trail of blood back to her home. They found a 13-year-old son was there alone, and he told police he didn't know where his mother was. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke. Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The president of Ukraine is warning of nuclear attacks.
Volodymyr Zelensky says that the world should prepare for the worst when it comes to possible chemical or nuclear weapons use by Russian forces. He tells CNN that the global community cannot be sure how far Russian leadership is prepared to take the war.
All over the world, all the countries have to be warned, because you know that it can be not real information, but it can be truth. Because when they begin to speak about one or another battles or involves enemies or nuclear weapons or chemical weapons, they should do it. For them, life of the people is nothing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There's been a major military announcement from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
North Korea says it successfully test-fired a newly developed tactical weapon. It's the latest in a spate of launches after the country passed its biggest state anniversary without the expected military parade. The latest testing activity came amid concerns that Pyongyang may soon conduct a larger provocation in an effort to expand the country's nuclear capabilities. North Korea's official state news agency suggested the weapon tested is likely capable of carrying a nuclear warhead, but it did not elaborate. It also didn't say when and where the launch occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Often imitated, but never duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, ranked number 13 in the country at one point in time, and I'm an award-winning writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, they know a little bit more. They buy the tickets. They buy the pay-per-view. Straight up, I open up the text line at the top of each hour just for the fans. Straight up, here's the text number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, we are just hours last night. What can I say? Earl Spence unified the welterweight championship, of course, capturing all three belts now, the WBA, the WBC, and the IBF belt, of course, at 147 pounds. Still undefeated. The only time he's been beaten when he was thrown out of that car at 115 miles an hour when he was drunk as a skunk about 2 years ago. Outside of that, Earl Spence has been pretty flawless. Of course, last night, Yuri Ugas, a good fighter from Cuba, not the upper echelon of the welterweight division because he beat Manny Pacquiao, because Manny Pacquiao was like 41 years old, so it was no big upset there. But the bottom line is, the Cuban came to fight. He gave up a formidable performance, but the bottom line is he was just second rate. The skill set just wasn't there. Bottom line is, skills win boxing matches, and Earl Spence is a very skilled young man. Now, him and Terrence Crawford. Of course, Crawford has history with Ugas. He lost to Ugas in the amateurs, but straight up, things are different in the professional ranks. Ugas out of the picture. Crawford next. We'll see. Earl Spence. We'll hear from Earl Spence a little bit later. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby. You know that.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Me and Big George, 1989, Galveston, Texas, FNN Television. Man, that was a good day, no doubt about that. He stopped J.B. Williamson, the former light heavyweight champ, of course. In the comeback, eventually he would win the heavyweight championship a few years later. But the bottom line is, that was the beginning of the George Foreman comeback. Straight up, last night, the welterweight championship on the line, WBA, WBC, IBF, of course, 147-pound battle, belts on the line. Errol Spence Jr. now, 28-0, 22 KOs. He stopped Yordi Ugas out of Cuba, now 27-5, 12 KOs in round number 10. It was a one-sided fight, with the exception of when a mouthpiece sort of fell out of Errol Spence's mouth and he got caught with a punch he didn't see. I think it was in round number 6. Outside of that, it was all Spence. I mean, it was all Spence. Spence should have been arrested for domestic violence. He beat up on Ugas so bad. Seriously. Straight up, here's Errol Spence post-fight.
Errol, congratulations. You've got the 3 belts.
Thank you. It means a lot, man. It means a lot fighting in my hometown in front of my family, my friends, and everybody else who support me. These are my number one fans right here that came out and supported me.
And they continue to support you. You had the 17-month layoff. You had the eye surgery. So there were a lot of questions coming into this fight. Did you have any doubts?
I didn't have any doubts at all. Like I said, I believe in myself 100%. I trained 100%, and I just knew I was going to come with the victory. So that's what I wanted. I didn't want a tune-up fight or fight somebody I know I could beat. I wanted somebody who's going to bring the best out of me, and I knew Ugas was going to bring the best out of me.
You were in terrific condition, and you had a new conditioning coach and a nutritionist. How much did that help?
My nutritionist helped a lot. You know, he made sure I was eating right, made sure I was drinking water, no junk food, and I lost the weight properly without using a sauna suit, sitting in a sauna sweat room. I lost the weight like how I was supposed to lose the weight, scientific, and he did a great job, and I got down to 147 pounds, and I was looking strong.
Okay.
Thank you.
Your combinations were so effective tonight. What enabled that?
Just my work in the gym. I felt a little off, like my timing was a little off, but I knew I was going to catch y'all later on in the rounds. So, you know, I just kept working. I kept throwing punches. And then sometimes I was being overpatient, and then I was, like, just throwing punches instead of just picking my shots. But I think, you know, that was due to the long layoff, and I was, you know, super excited to get back in the ring, and I was trying to push the pace more than I needed to.
Looked like you got caught in the 6th round. Your mouthpiece went out, you turned away, and then you took a couple of shots. What happened there?
Well, I thought the ref had said stop, so I stopped. And then you still hit me like 3 or 4 shots. So, you know, that's my fault. That was a rookie mistake on myself. You know, you're supposed to protect yourself at all times, and I didn't do that at all.
Were you out on your feet for a moment or two there?
No, I wasn't out on my feet. I turned and looked at my mouthpiece. They just kept hitting me. I was like, oh, damn. And then when I tried to put my hands up, he had stopped anyway because the ref had jumped in. So it was all right.
How is it that you have managed to become a better fighter through all of the adversity, through the car accident, through the eye? How is it that you've improved?
I believe in, you know, you're going to go through trials and tribulations. You know, I went through a lot of trials. You know, I got tested, and, you know, I passed the test due to, you know, just my upbringing, my mother, my father always, you know, telling me not to quit, not to give up, and just believing in myself and my family and not wanting to prove them wrong and know I could come back. So I was like, man, why would I just quit now and I can come back and I can still be at my best? I just got to train hard, stay focused, listen to my coach, and, you know, just stay out the way.
What's next?
Earl Spence, still the welterweight champion, of course, picks up the WBA belt. Of course, that Ugas picked up from Manny Pacquiao. Of course, Manny Pacquiao, 41 years old now, running for president of the Philippines. We wish him the very best of luck there. But the bottom line is Ugas, no match for Earl Spence last night. Now, Terrence Crawford, of course, a kid out of Omaha, Nebraska, undefeated Omaha, Nebraska. Some lady told me one time, she goes, you want to fly to Omaha? I said, Omaha? What are you talking about? She's trying to give me a free airline ticket on Sun World Airlines. Remember Sun World Airlines? You probably don't. It only lasted about 6 months. Bottom line is Omaha, Nebraska is where Terrence Crawford calls home, okay? He's the king of Omaha, no doubt about that. He can fight. He's undefeated. He's held belts at 135, 140, and now 147 pounds. He is the WBO representative, I believe, at 147 pounds. So he brings that to the dance. Of course, they're going to hook it up probably, I want to say, if not in September or November, it'll probably be early next year because this is a fight that needs to take place. Both guys have had problems making 147 pounds. You heard Earl Spence talking about having a dietitian and doing it the scientific way and all that kind of good stuff. He was sweating, and I was watching him. He looked like he was a little heavy before the fight, a few days before the fight, bringing the weight down. You can sort of see it in the guy's face. Bottom line is Earl Spence was lighting head and shoulders above Udi Ugas last night as far as talent was concerned. Now, Mr. Crawford, not the same story. Mr. Crawford's a guy that's going to be there. He's going to be there. He's going to bring it. He's going to come to you. Mr. Crawford's a mean, mean dude. They call him Bud, not because he's your buddy. He's got another reason for that. But the bottom line is, he's not a joke. He is the real deal, and he's going to come after Earl Spence. It's not going to be something where some Cuban that can't punch. I mean, I hate to dog the Cuban, but the bottom line is, he sort of went to a gunfight last night with a knife because he can't punch. He's got 15 wins or 15 KOs and like 27 wins or something like that. And when you think about that, you know, a lot of times what you do is you fight inferior fighters early on. That's how you establish all these early KOs and this and that. Then once you start fighting world-class fighters, I know about that. Once you start fighting good fighters, the KO percentage sort of comes down. But the bottom line is, no doubt about it, Earl Spence is the king at 147 until he messes around with the 147-pound WBO guy from Omaha. I'm talking about Terrence Crawford. Now, Crawford and Spence, good matchup. I'm going to lean towards Spence there. I mean, I'm going to lean towards Crawford there, no doubt about that. Now, lots of people talking about Ryan Garcia last week. Why? Because Ryan Garcia had more eyes put on him last week than the World Welterweight Championship had put on them last night. What does that say? Ryan Garcia is like, he isn't really proven. I mean, he's a fan favorite. He's got the girls and the TikTok and all that kind of good stuff, you know, foaming at the mouth over him and that kind of good stuff. And, he, you know, he's the best thing to ever come out of Victorville, California, outside of that barbecue joint they got down there. But what does he bring to the dance as far as a fighter is concerned? He's got to improve his skills. You heard the boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, talk on the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV on how he's the lower echelon at 135 pounds. He doesn't consider Ryan the upper echelon yet. In other words, maybe he's even dropped a little bit from that last fight. Of course, you know, Emmanuel Togo, yeah, the fight was Togo. I mean, the guy was a bum. I mean, to call him a bum is a slam on bums. I mean, that's how bad he was. He ran like a shoplifter running from a security guard. That's the best way I could put it. It was appalling. I was shaking my head, grinning back and forth. And if I was his countryman, you know, in Ghana, if I lived in Ghana, I would have took care of him when he got off the plane. I said, you disgraced our country. Sort of like they did, you know, when Ninoy Aquino went back to run against Ferdinand Marcos for the Philippine presidency, they killed him when he stepped off the plane. I'm not trying to say they should have killed Mr. Togo when he got off the plane there in Accra, but they should have gangster slapped him because he didn't represent the country worth a nut, not at all. I mean, he never tried. Listen, I understand that sometimes you're overmatched, and I've been in rings a couple of times where I had a guy that was bigger than me, but you got to go for it. You got to go for it, or you're going to get lit up. I mean, it's either kill or be killed. That's basically the boys down to. Remember, we wrote that on the lampshade. Dooku Kim wrote that on his lampshade the day before he lost to Ray Boom Boom Mancini in 1982 and lost his life in the 14th round. I think that was back in Cincinnati or Ohio somewhere. But the bottom line is, of course, Dooku Kim wrote on his lampshade in the hotel, kill or be killed. The next day, he was killed. Of course, that's when they stopped the 15-round fight. So that's when Jose Sulaiman, the president of the World Boxing Council, the founder of the World Boxing Council back in 1962, he decided that fights would probably be better off going to 12 rounds. Now, since we went to 12 rounds, I've got a lot of criticism from the old-timers. You know, the old guys say, oh, we need to go 15 rounds, we need to go 15 rounds. All 15 rounds did was, you know, get guys hurt. I mean, after 12 rounds, if you don't know who's really a superior fighter after 12 rounds, we got a little bit of a problem. Yeah, sometimes guys can sprint 12 rounds instead of like they couldn't sprint 15 rounds. Sometimes they can sprint 12 rounds, like win 7 rounds, then lay around or run around the last 5 and win 7-5, things like that. Sort of Oscar De La Hoya's strategy when he fought Tito Trinidad. But the bottom line is a 12-round fight, the residual effects of a 15-round fight are just, they're unbelievable. They just are. I see these guys that went 15 rounds, some of them that are still alive, and they're not in good shape. They're not in good shape. Those last 3 rounds did nothing but satisfy maybe a bloodthirsty fan who's looking for somebody to get really, really hurt. Because straight up, you will really get hurt in 15-round fights. No doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We'll take an early break now. Coming back after the break, of course, we'll talk boxing and mixed martial arts. I'll open up the phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're coming to you live on Twitch.tv, Veev TV, of course, WBC TV. And my name is Pedro Fernandez. If you didn't know that by now, tune in. This is Ring Talk. What to do till I met you? Now nothing is certain. You offered me fruit from the tree.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed. please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Since I have predicted that I'll be the champ at the time I'm 21, well, naturally, everybody's coming to see you win.
And they represent your thinking.
These represent dynamite. There
he is. He will be mine in round 9. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
if that don't do, we'll get him in 2. If he run, we'll get him in 1. And in your heart, you know I'm right.
If this bum go over 5 rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
I walked into London, England. I jumped off the airplane. And Cleopatra was at ringside to witness. Can this Louisville lip come over here and call the exact round again? We don't believe it. The 5th round came.
The great Cassius Clay / Muhammad Ali, of course, circa 1964, talking about Henry Cooper. Of course, the first fight with Henry Cooper got knocked down. Angelo Dundee, although he would never admit it, I think he cut the glove. I think the glove was cut. I think he cut it with a scissor in order to, like, get some time, because Ali was like out of his mind. Cassius Clay at that point in time, like 20 years old, like he was rattled again. First time he ever really got hurt. I think he'd been knocked down before, never really been hurt. I think Henry Cooper hurt him. But the bottom line was, you know, they cut the glove was cut, and then they had to run around the arena. They were looking for a substitute glove. 10 minutes later, they couldn't find a substitute glove. Okay, let's let the fight continue. He fought with a torn glove and ended up stopping Cooper a couple rounds later. The bottom line is Henry Cooper. Sir Henry Cooper was a great guy, no doubt about that, and a wonderful guy. When I was over in England in the year, I think, 1994, we came in contact with one another, and I got to say a few kind words to him. I mean, the bottom line is I don't know a whole lot about the guy, so I didn't talk to him outside of the Cassius Clay fights and the Muhammad Ali fights. Anyway, bottom line is, let's talk some results. Last night, the Pit Bull, of course, was on that card coming to us from Arlington, Texas, to talk about the Pit Bull, Isaac Cruz. Of course, last time we saw him, he went 12 rounds with Gervonta Davis, the reigning WBA lightweight title holder. Now Cruz is 23-2-1, 16 KOs. He gangster slapped. He should have been arrested for bodily assault on Yuri Gamboa, the aged Cuban. The Cubans didn't do well last night. They both got stopped inside the distance. This Cuban is now 30-5, 18 KOs. Of course, he lost to Terrence. He lost to everybody. I mean, he lost to everybody. Once he stepped up, once Yuri Gamboa stepped up to the upper echelon of boxing, he's just lost. I mean, he was a good amateur, no doubt about that. A solid amateur. I think he was a 2-time Olympian. But the bottom line is, as a pro, 30-5, 18 KOs, he never really got going, I think, in my mind. Anyway, he was dropped 4 times en route to a 5th-round stoppage. He's now 30-5, 18 KOs. Cruz, as I said, 23-2-1, 16 KOs. No doubt about it, Isaac Cruz, definitely a good fighter. Now, across the pond, in the welterweight division, of course, Conor Benn, the son of the Dark Destroyer, Nigel Benn, the former WBC 160 and 168-pound champion, now 21-0, 14 KOs. He's ranked number 5 by both of the sanctioning bodies. Of course, he lived up to that knack name of, like, the Destroyer by knocking out Chris the Heat Van Herding. Didn't bring too much heat. 28-3-1, 12 KOs, and less than 2 rounds Saturday night, of course, at the AO Arena in Manchester, the UK. Ben hurt the southpaw in the very first round, of course, and then it was all over. Bottom line, it was a one-sided fight. Back to the fights in Texas. They drew 39,000 people there last night. I mean, I always talked about Errol Spence not being able to draw. Well, he drew 39,000 people last night because I don't think the Cubans brought anything to the dance as far as the crowd was concerned, okay? They just don't. Now, sorry, I hate to put it to you like, they just don't. They don't have a fan base. They really don't. There's not a whole lot. Unless you go to Miami, maybe, or New York City, you see a bunch of Cubans at the fight. But outside of that, you're not going to get a bunch of Cubans, I think, go to a fight in Texas. But 39,000 people, that says something about the promotion, no doubt about that. Now, some other fights across the pond, of course, the U.S. European Cruiserweight Champion was in action last night. No big deal there. He was a winner, of course, in a mismatch. A lot of mismatches going on right now. Why is it? That's boxing. Somebody asked me last night. I went to an amateur boxing card last night here in San Francisco, and a friend of mine's son won his debut, and I want to congratulate them for that because they won their debut. But, you know, some people are meant to box, and some people aren't. And it's not something you can pick up. It's not something you can acquire. It's not a taste. It's not badminton. It's not golf. You can't learn how to do it, this and that. It's got to be something that's inherent. It's got to be part of your inner soul. It just has to be. I mean, guys that learn how to box late in life, talk about, you know, Anthony Joshua, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Look, he failed as a pro. Made the Olympic gold medal. I don't know that about that. But from that point in time, you know, I thought he was going to be the real deal. But that late start in life,
late starting life doesn't make it. But the bottom line is last night, there were some good fights last night at the Irish Cultural Center here in San Francisco. I want to call ask Fire in the Ring put on the card. They always put on great cards. And I hope they made a good little amount of money last night because they deserve it. I mean, these people are great people. They run a gym in Brisbane, California. And I know a lot of kids that have went there, got their act together. Boxing, we're not looking for to make people boxers, per se. I don't think boxing is looking to make people boxers. It doesn't. I mean, we're looking to instill discipline in somebody, teach them how to live life in a proper way, this and that, because boxing is all about discipline. I talked to some guy last night, and he was like a mental... He was all over the place because he couldn't concentrate on what he needed to do. I tried to tell him, listen, man, don't think about anything. Don't think about the crowd. Don't think about anything else. Just think about the guy in front of you and the hands he's going to be throwing at you because this guy's going to want to hurt you. This is not, you know, badminton or tennis or anything like that. We're going to, you know, be golly gee whiz. No, you're trying to hurt somebody. This is a hurting game. Boxing's a hurting game. But last night, Fire in the Ring did a great job at the Irish Cultural Center, no doubt about that. I mean, at the end of the night, everybody had a good time. The people had a few drinks. One guy, Jimmy Sosa, the former San Francisco boxing promoter, got in my face. He was drunk as a skunk. I mean, I don't like drunks. Most of you guys know that I don't like drunks. And Jimmy was drunk, and Jimmy almost got clipped for it. That's all I have to say. He almost got clipped for it. If his son wasn't there, he would have got clipped for it. His son just brought a little calmness to the situation because Jimmy was just going crazy. But imagine that. You show up at an amateur boxing match, you go sit down in the seat, and some big fat, no, someone, that's not a big fat, some little drunk guy, a little fat drunk guy, like a bowling ball, round as a bowling ball, starts screaming, you said something about me on Facebook. What happened was I served him with legal papers. His mind is all messed up. I served him with legal papers when he was being sued by somebody about 15 or 20 years ago. So he confuse that with some time we had at some bar about 2 or 3 years ago before the pandemic. So the bottom line is drunk, alcohol just doesn't work. And at the end of the night, he was a drunk fool, no doubt about that. Straight up, boxing, of course, alive and well, May the 7th. Are you going to watch it on pay-per-view? I'm not. And actually, I'm going to watch it on pay-per-view. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. Of course, he once beaten pound-for-pound king of boxing, which, man, you know, lost that one fight to Mayweather when he was green as guacamole back in the day when he was a rookie, per se. And then, of course, you've got Dimitri Bivol, the undefeated amateur star, undefeated WBA light heavyweight champion, of course, a big guy, naturally a bigger guy. No doubt about that. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. Now, why is Canelo such a prohibitive favorite over a guy that's bigger than him, that's got good boxing skills? The guy can punch a little bit. I mean, there are no leaks in Dimitri Bivol. That's what I've looked at. I look at fighters, and I look for fighters to have deficiencies. What are they not good at? I didn't see any deficiencies in Dimitri Bivol. I just didn't. I mean, I really didn't. He's bigger. He's stronger. He may be a little bit faster. Okay, he's going to be able to have to. He's going to have to work that jab. He's going to have to move a little bit. He's going to have to stay on his toes to an extent because once you fight Canelo Alvarez and you let him get you against the ropes, it's all over. I mean, the last guy, he separated the tricep muscle from the bone of Caleb Plant, I think, in his last fight. So, if you know those body shots when he throws the body and you try to put your right arm in there to protect your liver, this and that, well, guess what? It didn't work for Caleb Plant because his muscle was separated from his arm, I kid you not, from the shots being thrown from Canelo Alvarez. Now, Canelo's got a... He's got himself a big challenge in front of him. He is the challenger. He's going to be challenger for the title. There's no doubt about it. Now, I saw that a couple of guys were saying that they didn't think that Dimitri Bivol could win a decision. What do you mean by that? What does that mean? Like there's going to be some crookedness involved or something like that? No. Bivol can win a decision. He can win a decision just as easily. He can win by a stoppage. But I think the prevailing minds in the boxing game are that Canelo Alvarez is just too much, too fast, and he'll have too much in the ammo department for Dimitri Bivol. They better hope they're wishing the right way because the bottom line is they have bitten off a lot. Now, can they chew it? We'll find out, of course, May the 7th. Now, the guy that really wants to rumble with him, Morris, is David Benavidez, of course, the monster. He was on Mike Tyson's Puffcast. Mike Tyson's, he's got a podcast going on where he's smoking weed all the time. More power to Mike. But the bottom line is Mike's had some good guys on the last couple of weeks. He had Jermell Charlo on asking Charlo why he doesn't want to fight David Benavidez. He had Benavidez on asking him why these guys don't want to fight you. Benavidez is a monster, per se. He's the unknown commodity. He's the guy that you really don't know if you can beat him or not. You don't know if his A game's going to show up. He's never been beaten in a fight. The closest he's claimed to losing a fight was when he couldn't make the weight for a fight and had to give up the title, I believe. Outside of that, he's been pretty flawless in his boxing career. Take that back. he had a run with Colombian Dust. You have a run with Colombian Dust, cocaine, that kind of good stuff. It can put a damper on your boxing career. But evidently, the WBC caught a hold of that. They did some, outside of the competition drug test, found him that he was dirty on cocaine, put him in rehab, and now he's got a clean act going for him. So we wish him the very best. But Benavidez has got a fight coming up. We'll talk about that as well after the break. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. People laugh at me. People say to me, Pedro, you sit here in your studio each and every week. You've been doing this for 35, 37 years, 38 years now. Why do you keep doing it? I enjoy it. I truly enjoy it. I enjoy sitting here expressing myself, having fun with boxers and, poking fun at people. It's always fun to poke fun at people, and it's fun to get poked back. As long as you don't get poked, personally. In other words, don't bring my mother or something like that into it. I heard some guy last night talking about some guy who was in the ring at the amateur boxing match. He brought up the guy's girlfriend, his mother, and this thing. I mean, what are you trying to do? Trying to get under his skin doing that? That wasn't cool. That was totally uncalled for, totally unprofessional. So outside of that, it was a great night at the Irish Coastal Center. Fire in the Ring did their thing, no doubt about that, man. I mean, you got to give these kids lots of props. 9 and 10-year-old kids showing excellent boxing skills. Better skills than I showed. I remember when I was 11, I had that first fight at the Boys Club in the Mission Boys Club. 1-minute rounds. Didn't last a minute. But the bottom line was, I didn't have the skill these kids have now. These kids look beautiful. I mean, they've got jabs. They know how to work right-hand leads. They work the body. They lead off with hooks. I mean, they've got such imagination. It's just like, I never could be that. I was never that knowledgeable as a boxer. Not until I was later in life as an adult. These kids are knowing this, and they're kids. Straight up, boxing. The only way to go. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them.
In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Do you think David Benavidez could take Canelo Alvarez?
I definitely feel like I'd beat Canelo Alvarez, and I feel like it would
right now
I'd beat Canelo Alvarez, and I feel like it would be a great fight for the fans too. At the end of the day, people want to see great fights and fireworks, and that's what I give.
David Benavidez, of course, a monster, looking for that fight with Canelo Alvarez. Will not happen probably in 2029, something like that. Of course, he's got to be 95 years old before Canelo's going to fight him. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Somebody said to me the other day, they were listening to a show last week talking about when I was going shopping with my mother. My mother said, we're going shopping. It was never fun. When we were going shopping, it meant she was taking me to a shopping center, and I was going to push a shopping cart around the lot for like 35 minutes. I kid you not. And she would put water in the, she put a water can. She was vicious. My mother was vicious. But she was taught by Chris Gomez. So it was my trainer. He taught her everything. There's no doubt about that. So, but she was relentless. Some of the runs that we went on were just unbelievable. But she, you know, got me in good shape. No doubt about that. You've got to have support in the family to be a good boxer, I think. Your family's got to support you. Now, last night, I watched a good lot of family support good young amateur boxers. Thought it was great. Their mothers were there. Their fathers were there. Sisters were there. Girlfriends were there. Boyfriends were there. Friends were there. I mean, the Irish Cultural Center was packed. Danny McGuire, the once being professional, a former Golden Glove champion with me here in San Francisco, he was there last night. We had a good time talking, no doubt about that. I mean, it was just a wonderful night. And I saw Brett Venegas last night, and I bring him up because he refereed my first championship fight. Take that back. I fought in 1982 for the Golden Glove Championship in San Jose, and I lost a 3-2 split decision to Mike Christie. Now, they took away 2 points from me, and I still lost. Took away 2 points, and I lost. Think about that. 2 points. Took away two rounds. Anyway, but the bottom line is I thought I should have won that fight. The referee told me, and I got him drunk, Marty Salmon, I got him drunk in Malaga, Spain in about 1994, 1995, somewhere around there. And he told me, they told me not to give you any breaks to make sure that, you know, if you did anything, that I penalized you for it. Yeah, well, he was drunk and admitted that a few years later. Bottom line is, may he rest in peace. You know, but those are the fights that you remember most, the fight that you lost. Anyway, so I lost that fight to Christie. So I came back in November, and I knocked out Anthony Myers, and I sent him to the hospital. He's unconscious. Of course, they had to woke him up in the ambulance. He had a bad chin. It wasn't that I was a good puncher. Anyway, bottom line is they put me in the finals with Keith Rucker. Don Chargan is a boxing promoter out of Southern California. And then he was promoting in Sacramento, California. So he and all these different promoters sent people to watch the guy I was going to fight. Keith Rucker. He was like 6'2", 6'1 and a half, 139 pounds, had never lost a fight, 8-0 with 6 knockouts. He had just blitzed some guy the night before. So, you know, they were looking at me like I was lunch meat. Never. Anyway, bottom line was we hooked it up. 12 seconds in the fight, he was on his ass. Flat on his ass. I told him, you know, MF, get up. I was screaming. I almost got disqualified for that. Anyway, what I'm bringing this up is, the reason why I'm bringing all this up is I'm not blowing my own horn. The fact that Brent Venegas was there last night, and he's still refereeing, he's still an official, man, like 40 years after that, 40 years, it was 40 years ago that I won that first Golden Glove Championship back in 1982, okay? And 40 years later, he's still refereeing, and he's still an official. So I took a picture with him last night. It was great times, no doubt about that. I mean, I can't say enough about some of the people that helped me with my amateur boxing career. I mean, that's, you need people, how can I put this? You need people to look out you for an extent. You need a good corner. Last night, I've seen a lot of good corners working for their fighters, both males and female. Female girls are now working corners more often. I think it's sort of cool, you know? I mean, it shouldn't be a sexist type of thing where men only know how to fight. No. Women know how to fight as well. Speaking of women, I mean, you know, we've got big fights coming up as far as the women are concerned. You've got to give Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor, I mean, you got to give them some props. They're going to hook it up for the lightweight championship. I mean, these girls are going to hook it up for the 135-pound championship. And after a fight like last week, we saw Savannah Marshall drill Fermi Hermans, of course, drilled her. I mean, it was a brutal knockout for a female fight. It was just a brutal knockout. If that's any indication of what's going to happen to Clarissa Shields, Clarissa Shields better get some insurance real quick. Of course, Gennady Golovkin was the winner last week over Ryder Murata. Murata, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, a guy that I gave After he lost to Rob Brandt, I mean, I didn't think nothing. He beat Rob Brandt in the rematch. I don't know if that was a fix or not, but the bottom line is Ryota Murata. I never thought much of him. Golovkin, of course, got hurt to the body early on, but stopped him inside the distance. Going to hook it up with Canelo Alvarez probably in September. Ryan Garcia, winner last week. We talked about that over Emmanuel Tago. Of course, last night, Errol Spence shut out Yordi Ugas, of course, and won the welterweight championship of the WBA, and adding the WBA belt to his WBC and his IBF titles. Now, the 23rd, Tyson Fury, the undefeated world heavyweight champion. What is he, undefeated now? 30-0 with a draw, of course, that one draw to Deontay Wilder. All kinds of question marks and controversies swirling around the heavyweight champion this week because of the fact that there's this mafia guy that has been has infiltrated boxing. It just had. I mean, he's been living in Dubai. This guy is an Irishman. I'll get to his name in a minute. But he's been living in Dubai, and for the most part, he's been living under the radar. About 5 or 6 years ago, somebody said to me, hey, we want you to do a feature on this guy. He's a mobster. And I said to him, you know, I don't think I need to do a story on this guy, the mobster. If he's a for real mobster, I don't need to be doing this. I don't need to be endangering my life. This Kinahan guy, yeah, he was a for real mobster. Now him, I think his name is Michael, his son, Chris, and his father, Chris, I think all three of them have $5 million rewards out for him right now. The U.S. Justice Department has said that, you know, they organized crime. And of course, Mauricio Sulaiman took a picture with them recently. Mauricio said to me, you know, you can't always choose who you take pictures with. Yeah, I know. One time I took a picture with a child molester. I didn't know it. Threw it up on Facebook, and somebody said to me, hey, do you know you got a picture of you up on Facebook with a guy from Megan's List? And I went, huh? And they go, yeah. So I went and pulled that down. But the bottom line is, you don't know. You just don't know. Sometimes you take pictures with guys. Anyway, Dillian White, once beaten heavyweight, of course, comes to us from the UK. Big, sluggy type of guy. I mean, you know, he's not the most well-conditioned man in the entire world. I wouldn't call him Evander Holyfield, the second coming of Evander Holyfield or anything like that. But he's a durable guy. He can crack a little bit. Of course, he lost to Alexander Povetkin in a bit of an upset a couple of years ago. And then he stopped Povetkin, who had COVID, in the rematch. Coincidence, perhaps. Anyway, the bottom line is Dillian White is like a 5 or a 6-to-1 underdog against Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury, for the most part, has been, you know, unbeaten, but there's been some controversy involved. Remember that fight with Deontay Wilder when Deontay Wilder was saying that, you know, somebody put something in his water, and then he accused his trainer. That was a bad thing when he accused Mark Breland of that. But he said somebody put something in his water, and then he felt poison, he felt bad, and this and that. And, you know, when you got this guy Michael Kinahan involved, stuff like that sort of seems possible because that's the way the mob used to do it back in the days. You know, when they would drug a fighter, or they would get somebody in the corner to drug a fighter, or they would just come to you like Frankie Carbo when he would call you on the phone. His name was Mr. Brown. When Mr. Brown called you, Frankie Carbo and Blinky Palermo were the two gangsters that ran boxing back in the late 1950s and early 1960s here in the country before they went to jail. Okay? But when Mr. Brown called you on the phone, you were one of his clients. You were one of his fighters. You had to take the dive. Anthony, you're going down in two. No, you're going down in two. There's no argument about this. You didn't argue with Mr. Brown. You didn't argue with Blinky Palermo and or Frankie Carbo. You just didn't do it. They were the mob, okay? Now, people are saying the mob is back in, that this guy, Kinahan, is the mob. Well, obviously, with a $5 million reward and a warrant out for his arrest and all that kind of stuff, and he's been hiding in Dubai the last few years, and you wonder why fights were going to Dubai and Saudi Arabia and this and that, when fights didn't end up in the Garden or in London, in Wembley Stadium, where they sell 90,000 seats, okay, or in the United States, we're in Las Vegas and or Los Angeles, the Staples Center. You wonder why fights were going to other places, like the Middle East. Well, it's all about this guy, Kinahan. He's throwing these fights together. Of course, a couple of years ago, I think about 18 months ago, Tyson Fury announced that he had a 2-fight deal with Anthony Joshua. This was before Joshua lost to Oleg Usyk. Of course, lost in stunning fashion. I figured he was going to get beat up even worse in the rematch. But the bottom line is they put together this 2-fight deal for the undisputed World Heavyweight Championship. It was going to take place in Dubai, and there was a lot of money involved. I mean, guys were going to get filthy rich, absolutely filthy rich. Big record purses, the whole nine yards. And this guy, Kinahan, was really the money man. He was the guy putting this all together. Well, he's a criminal. And he's an alleged criminal. But he's been an alleged criminal for a long time. And about 5 or 6 years ago, they came to me and they tried to tie Bob Yalen. Bob Yalen was a former ABC boxing coordinator with Howard Cosell back in those days, I kid you not. And he stayed with them until the Alex Waller days and that kind of good stuff. But he went to work for a casino back in Connecticut or something like that. And then he got into a bad, he was in a basketball
at a basketball court, and so he punched, he allegedly punched some young black kid who was schooled him in basketball. So he was fired from that job. He's been hired by these Kinnunan people and the people in Europe to be their boxing representative in the United States. Okay, so, you know, I knew that something was a little shady a few years ago, but I couldn't put my thumb on it. I couldn't figure it out. Okay, now it's starting to come to light here. This guy Kinnahan is a money man, without a doubt. He got $1 million from Tyson Fury through Bob Arum for the last four fights. Imagine that. Bob Arum, a former United States Attorney General. That's right, a former United States Attorney under the Attorney General Robert Kennedy back in 1960. He was sworn in after being the top guy in Stanford and Harvard Law in 1958 when he graduated, did Bob Arum. Of course, I have to forget what the title is, but you're like the number one guy in your law school. But then, you know, he's a United States attorney. He's talked about keeping the mob out of boxing because the mob's been in boxing here and there. And now and then, you know, it comes in like Suge Knight. I think Suge Knight, the guy with Death Row Records, I thought he was a mob. He's just a black mafia. That's all. Just a black mafia. But the mafia has been involved in boxing for a long time. Of course, they were sort of weaned out when Las Vegas sort of cleaned its act up in the early 1980s, late 1980s. Boxing sort of got straighter to an extent. Less boxers, less mobsters in the fight game. Less mobsters, okay? Now, we've got this guy sending, Bob Arum sending a gangster a check for $1 million. What does it say about Bob Arum? Well, he knew that Kinnahan was a bad guy. He knew that. I mean, everybody's known about Kinnahan. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's like, it's the worst kept secret in sports. Period. Not in boxing, in sports. The guy is the Irish Mafia. There's no doubt about it. Okay? Alleged BS. He's the Irish Mafia. No doubt about it. And he wants to control boxing. Boxing doesn't need the Mafia. Boxing's got enough problems. Boxing has enough problems with the different sanctioning bodies, with inept officials and things like that. You know, and you got guys that think they can fight and they can't fight this and that. Of course, you know, boxing's got enough problems right now. We don't need the Mafia. Last thing we need is a mafia involved, of course. And now the U.S. Department of Justice stepped in, sworn out this warrant for this guy's arrest. And now everybody's saying, well, you know, I really didn't have too many ties with him. Well, Bob, you sent him $1 million for the last four fights. Tyson Fury's last four fights, you sent a no-mafia don $1 million each time. $1 million. What does that say about Bob Arum? Of course, Bob Arum was the guy that I lit his pants on fire about 15, 20 years, 2004, something like that. Of course, when they were fixing fights, he says he didn't know about it, but they were fixing fights at Top Rank. They were fixing medical tests, the whole nine yards. Of course, we laid it out for the Department of Justice. Of course, the FBI sealed, get this, folks, they sealed 16 indictments. 16 indictments of Top Rank employees, and John Ashcroft was the attorney general at that point in time, who allegedly was a friend of Bob Arum, and he told them to squash the indictments. There was an FBI agent involved that was a little bit dirty, so they tried to use that as an excuse not to go forward with the case. Imagine that, 16 sealed indictments involving Top Rank boxing back around 2004. And, of course, I was supposed to win the Pulitzer Prize. That's what the FBI was telling me. They would fly me into Vegas. I'd fly into Vegas and meet with the FBI and, you know, exchange information, this and that. And they would tell me, you're going to win a Pulitzer Prize. I got blackballed. I didn't win no Pulitzer. Anthony, I didn't win no Pulitzer Prize. I got blackballed. Seriously, I got blackballed. But that's what happens when you tell the truth on a case. So now Tyson Fury, still undefeated. That one draw with Deontay Wilder. But now you start to think about what Wilder was saying about all the crazy stuff that was going on in those fights and this and that. I mean, I'm not trying to say that he wasn't imagining these things. I mean, but, you know, now that we've got a gangster involved, a mafia guy involved, you know, anything is possible. Poisoning fighters, that's a possibility. I kid you not. Drugging fighters, that's a possibility. Getting to a trainer, I told you before, I remember how that Pancho Lopez, of course, he was the corner man for Gerardo Martinez, and he sprayed WD-40 on the soles of his shoes before a world title fight. Imagine that. Your kid's going to challenge for the world championship, so how do you prep him for it? You sneak into his room when he's downstairs eating dinner, and you spray WD-40 on the soles of his shoes. He slid around that ring that night against Raul Perez. I'm talking about Gerardo Martinez, and he ended up getting annihilated in 10 rounds. He should have won that fight. Straight up, boxing is crooked at times. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
You didn't know how to doctor it, huh? Learn anything, learn something new every day, no doubt about that. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the UFC doing their thing. They're going to come back on the 23rd with a fight night. That'll be the UFC Apex. Of course, that'll be on ESPN, I believe. And of course, UFC on ESPN going to go the April 30th, May the 7th. They're going to go with a card, UFC 274, up against Canelo Alvarez. Good luck on that one. UFC on ESPN, May the 14th. UFC on ESPN again, May 21st with Holly Holm. She'll be in the main event. Of course, the former champion, former boxing champion out of New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, the coal miner's daughter. No, it wasn't the coal miner's daughter. She's a wonderful girl. She's a wonderful girl. She's as good in the ring as she is out of the ring. She's a wonderful person to be around. Very religious, no doubt about that. But Holly Holm, we wish her the very best luck. Of course, her claim to fame was trouncing Ronda Rousey. She went down to Australia and beat Ronda Rousey. Like, she beat her like, whoa, man. She beat her like to death almost. Of course, Ronda, the big prohibited MMA star at that point in time, Holly Holm came back, got the fight, was going to get the rematch with Ronda Rousey, but she said, no, her manager came on the show and said, you know, Pedro, I'm going to do it like this. Lenny Fresquez, the promoter, the millionaire, the zillionaire restaurant owner out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, said, no, we're going to fight Misha Tate first because I want to do it this way. I'm going to do it this way. Me and Holly are going to do it this way. Well, guess what? Misha Tate beat Holly. So Holly Holm didn't get that big rematch with Ronda Rousey. It never happened. Bottom line is, it probably never will. But that was a little overmanaging their hand. I'm talking about Lenny Fresquez. As far as Ronda Rousey is concerned, she's going to return to the WWE, I've been told, in the next 6 to 8 months. We wish her the very best of luck. Listen, she appeared on the show when she was nothing.
When she was nobody, she was on the show. She was a good personality to deal with. As her head grew, as her the legend of Ronda Rousey started to like get out of control, this and that, she got a little crazy in this and that. But the bottom line is, she was good for the game. She brought a lot of attention to women's MMA, and she brought them some money as well. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two coming up after the racist news. Find something to do for 5 minutes. Don't listen to this news. Find something to do for 5 minutes. We'll be back with hour number two after the news.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's praying for those living in the dark shadow of war, persecution, and poverty. The invasion of Ukraine has consumed the White House and much of the world for weeks. The Pope also spoke about it during his Easter message.
May there be peace for war-torn Ukraine.
Pope Francis called for a peaceful end to all armed conflicts. Peace talks may not be possible if Russia obliterates the remaining Ukrainian forces in the city of Mariupol. That's according to the Ukrainian foreign minister, who calls the situation heartbreaking. Ukraine's President Zelensky tells CNN's State of the Union he needs more help.
There is a full-scale war ongoing today, so we still need a lot more than what we have today.
He also said he would welcome a visit from President Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with, did a really good job, and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A New Mexico wildfire responsible for thousands of evacuations and the death of an elderly couple has grown to more than 6,000 acres. The McBride Fire has ravaged the village of Ruidoso, New Mexico. More than 200 buildings, homes, and other structures have been consumed by the blaze, which broke out around noon on Tuesday. High winds are hampering firefighters' efforts. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham visited the scene of the fire to receive updates from firefighters. Another COVID surge. The Chinese city of Shanghai is now reporting a record number of new symptomatic cases of COVID-19. The city is still under a lockdown. Those measures have disrupted supply chains and hurt the economy. The city is now asking workers to live on site of their business and be tested regularly. Many companies, including Tesla, plan to resume production soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Texas is still sending illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C.
A fourth busload of illegal migrants has arrived in the nation's capital, being sent out of Texas. The bus arrived Saturday morning after Texas Governor Greg Abbott began to send one bus of migrants a day to Washington, D.C., saying the move is an effort to show President Biden the crisis at the southern border.
We will transport as many as possible. The president has not ever come to the border of Texas and has seen the chaos that he has caused. And if he's not going to come to the border, we're going to take the border to him.
Abbott's move comes as border officials are preparing for a large surge of migrant crossings, expected to be one of the largest in years. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Many Russian names in the city of Kyiv are now being erased.
Kyiv Mayor Vital Klitschko says landmarks in the Ukrainian capital associated with Russia are going to be renamed. He wrote in a statement over Telegram that he submitted a draft decision to rename the former square of friendship between Kyiv and Moscow the Heroes of Mariupol Square. Klitschko added that subway stations, streets, avenues, and other parts of Kyiv still had names associated with Russia and that officials were thinking of new names for them. He said they would work on them until May 9th, after which a decision would be made at a city council meeting. The announcement comes after nearly 2 months of conflict between Russia and Ukraine. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes!
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm gonna get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Often imitated, you know the story, but hardly duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest. So when I say modest, think caps. Straight up, I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. Got the honor of being ranked number 13th in the country at one point in time. And I'm an award-winning writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more. So I open up the text line at the top of each hour just for the average fan. You want to impart on the show? You got an opinion? You want to slam me? Anything you want to say, you can via the text line. The number? The Ring Talk text line number, 415-275-1613. Once again, the Ring Talk studio text line, 415-275-1613. Well, we'll be going through the pound-for-pound best fighters in the entire world this hour. Of course, we'll talk about some of the upcoming fights. Muhammad Ali will join us at about 40 minutes past hour to talk about why he walked away from the Vietnam War. Why he walked away from boxing because of the Vietnam War. Of course, that was pretty heavy. Ali told me that at one point in time, he said, you know, I said, why did you do it? Why did you do it? He goes, if I didn't do it, they would use me to lead other young men to slaughter. And I just couldn't do that. They weren't going to hurt me. Nothing was going to happen to me. I wasn't going to get hurt. They weren't going to make me fight in Vietnam. But they would use my name to lead other young men to slaughter, and I couldn't do that. So we'll hear from Ali at 40 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA, brought to you in part by the World Boxing Council. Check out their interactive website, WBCBoxing.com. Hello to the folks in Dallas, Texas at Veeve TV.
Let's say life knocks on your door, and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
And now today's Rust Eating Tip of the Day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now, give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free-All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free-All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free-All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
I think that was Ivanka Trump, wasn't it? I think it was. Bottom line is Ivanka and I don't know each other. Although I did see her a couple of times back there at the Trump Tower when Donald Trump was promoting boxing. Of course, Trump and Don King joined at the hip for about 15 or 20 years now. They're still joined at the hip because, you know, Donald Trump cut all those taxes for the rich folks, and Don King just loved that. Speaking of Don King, still in the boxing game, trying to put together a Daniel Dubois heavyweight title fight for the WBA, allegedly. That's supposed to take place in the summer months. We'll see what happens with that. Of course, the wire-haired wonder now, 90 years old this past August, sort of inactive except for that card he had in Akron, Ohio a couple of months ago. That's sort of lackluster, to put it to you like that. Pound for pound, of course, the best boxer today in the world, of course, is Canelo Alvarez. We know that it was the 57-1, a couple of draws. Bottom line is that one loss, of course, to Floyd Mayweather. Now, number two is sort of up in the air because you've got Terrence Crawford, you've got Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champion. You've got Errol Spence. Maybe he deserves a little play. Of course, after last night, he blitzed the Cuban, no doubt about that, won every round. Oleg Usyk, after destroying Anthony Joshua. And then Joshua, I can't believe they even have Joshua in the top 10 here. I'm talking about the top 10 here of the pound-for-pound rankings at BoxRec.com. Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin, Terrence Crawford, Tyson Fury, Errol Spence, Oleg Usyk, Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder, Callum Smith, Artur Bitabev. I mean, what? These guys are the top 10? Come on. No, I don't think so. Anyway, bottom line is, I think if you want to mention top 10 in boxing, you got to bring in guys like Gervonta Davis. Of course, the undefeated lightweight champ, who's like 26-0, 24 knockouts. Going to take on, of course, the formidable foe. He's only got 14 fights, but he talks a good game. Talk about Raleigh Romero. Of course, Rolando Romero. Don't call me Raleigh. Call me Rolando. After I beat that allegations that were being lobbed against me down there in Las Vegas, Nevada by a bunch of girls. After that sort of passed, I'm sort of cool now. Let me fight for this title, and I think I'll knock Tank out. Good luck on that one. Bottom line is, he's got two chances, Slim and none, and I think Slim just left town. Now, back to the top 10. But when you look at this, is Golovkin a top 10 fighter pound for pound? He's only lost to Canelo Alvarez and the draw to Canelo Alvarez. Outside of that, he's been perfect. You have to rate him up there, no doubt about that. After the win over Morata last week, though, you sort of showed that at 40 years old, he's got some leaks. I mean, most fighters have leaks, but he's got some leaks, especially to the body. He was hurt to the body, and I wouldn't consider Murata really an incredible body puncher, but he hurt Gennady Golovkin. But Golovkin now 42-1-1, the loss and the draw only, of course, to the aforementioned Canelo Alvarez. Now, 38-0, of course, Terrence Crawford, pound for pound, he deserves to be mentioned up there, no doubt about that. Now, I rank him over Errol Spence. Why do I do that? Because I think he's a better fighter. I think he's a harder worker. I think he's more determined. And I think he's more ghetto. And I like ghetto. When you get two guys together, I like ghetto. And so I think Errol Spence is a little, you heard him in the first hour. You know, he's really like laid back, like he's always stoned. I thought Errol Spence was always stoned on weed. And then I thought he was always buzzed. Hey, what's happening? He always looked like he was a brother on chronic, okay? But obviously that's just Errol Spence. Anyway, Errol Spence, I think that Terrence Crawford beats Errol Spence when they hook it up either in September or early next year. Now, Oleg Usyk, pound for pound, I think he deserves to be up there. He took out Anthony Joshua, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, although I wasn't a big fan of Anthony Joshua after he got annihilated by Andy Ruiz. That's his real name, Andy Ruiz, not Andy Ruiz, Andy Ruiz. Of course, he got beaten to a pulp by Andy Ruiz, and then he won the rematch when Andy showed up at 283 pounds. 283 pounds. How can you walk into a boxing ring at 283 pounds when you were fat at 260? You were fat at 260, so you decided you were going to gain 25 pounds. That was going to give you, like, a better chance to win the rematch? Come on, man. That was a farce. Of course, that fight took place where? In Saudi Arabia. Why? Because that Kinahan guy, the Michael Kinahan guy, the mafia guy, had an involvement in it. Anyway, at the end of the day, you know, Anthony Joshua's damaged goods. He's going to get drilled again by Oleg Usyk. Usyk remains undefeated. Of course, the kid from, I call him the kid, but he's 32 years old. Of course, he's from the Ukraine, former cruiserweight champion. When he moved up from 200 pounds to heavyweight, people thought he didn't have a chance. He was too small. Well, no. He was a big guy squeezing himself down to cruiserweight to 200 pounds. Now I think he's starting to fill out. Do I think he's a huge heavyweight? Is he a big heavyweight like Tyson Fury, 6'7", almost 300 pounds? No. But when you look at Tyson Fury, physically, I won't say he's a marvel. I'm a marvel physically. But physically, he looks like a train wreck. I mean, his ass is bigger than his shoulders. Imagine that. You go down like that. You know, you're supposed to go like this, right? You're supposed to be like cut at the waist and go up. But now he goes the opposite way. Because, you know, Tyson Fury, of course, Tyson Fury going to take on Dillian White next week for the heavyweight championship. I think he drills Dillian White. If he doesn't take Dillian White out, he goes 12 boring rounds and wins the decision. Of course, 95,000 seats sold in Wembley Stadium. They sold like 85,000 seats, then they put another 10,000 on sale. But 95,000 seats. Hey, we can't sell 95,000 seats to anything here in the United States. You couldn't. The Super Bowl, I don't think I don't think you get 95,000 people into the Super Bowl. I just don't think you could. I really don't think you could. 95,000 people, and they sold it in an hour and a half. The first time, think about it, 85,000 people bought tickets like in an hour and a half or 2 hours. Then they decided we'd put another 10,000 on sale like a few weeks later, and that went in the blink of an eye. At the end of the day, 95,000 tickets sold for a fight that appears to be a tune-up fight for Tyson Fury. That's what it looks like, a work fight. When I say a work fight, this fight is, you know, you stay sharp, you train a little bit, you get your act together, you bring your weight down, you know, you get everything going, but you're not just clicking on all eight cylinders because this is supposedly not a real tough fight. But then again, it's those guys that aren't supposed to bring it that bring it. Do I think a Dillian White can bring it? No way, no how. Back to the top 10 pay-per-view, top 10 pound for pound. Spence, as I said, ranked under Crawford because of the fact he got in that car accident. I think he's just a little bit damaged. Artur Bitaev, I don't know. He's a light heavyweight champion that I think that Canelo Alvarez stayed away from very wisely. I think that Bitaev is the real deal at 175. And he's a guy that fights at about 190 pounds in the ring. And he's not a 190-pound bum. He's not a slug. He is the real deal. I mean, he may be 37 or 38 years old. They might be waiting for him to get another couple years older before they fight him. But I think that in the end, I think if Dmitry Bivol isn't the match, isn't the guy that sort of ends Canelo Alvarez's run, and I'm not trying to predict that he will. I'm not trying to predict that he won. But eventually this run will come to an end. Every great run comes to an end. It just does. Okay? Joe DiMaggio. What, he hit 56 straight ball games he got a hit? 57 he didn't. It happens. It comes to an end. At the end of the day, though, boxing is alive and well, and it's rocking and rolling. I'm happy to report that, of course, the heavyweight champion next week. Then we've got Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor going for the Women's World Lightweight Championship April the 30th. That'll be on ESPN. Let's get back. That's on DAZN. And the ESPN fight today will be for the World 130-pound Championship, WBC version, I think in linear as well, Ring Magazine. Oscar Valdez, undefeated two-time Mexican Olympian, taking on the 2016 Olympic silver medalist. We'll talk about Shakur Stevenson, 16-0, like 12 whacks, of course. He's a guy that fights. So, I don't know how to put it. In other words, when you loop punches, I remember Chris tried to teach me how to loop punches one time. He said, you loop punches. You loop them to get the bigger guy, the bigger, taller guy. You loop them from the outside. You overhand them. Anyway, I wasn't very good at looping. I just wasn't very good at looping guys. Some guys can loop and get over on it. I can't. Sure, Chris Stevens can loop and hit you with a hard shot. I don't know how he does it. Sort of gets his arm to come down and come up and come down and around. I kid you not. But he ends up landing these shots that you think will be blocked. He gets over your defense like nobody I've ever seen. I haven't seen anybody box as good in a long time. Now, is he the pound-for-pound guy that's going to beat Oscar Valdez? That remains to be seen. Valdez got 30 fights. He beat Miguel Berchelt, of course, last year, knocked him out for the title. Very stunning fashion. Hasn't looked all that great since then. Of course, he had one good fight, one bad fight with the Brazilian 2016 Olympic gold medalist, who was his amateur rival. He thought that would be a walk in the park, and it wasn't, so that was a very close fight. There may be a rematch for there if he can get past Shakur Stevenson. But Shakur Stevenson, he may be the real deal. A lot of people are high on him. Bob Arum is high on him. Bob Arum doesn't get high. Bob Arum smokes a lot of weed. He really does. Bob Arum doesn't drink. He'll tell you. Remember one time he told me, I guess it was about 1989 or 1990, he came up to me in San Jose, California. It was my hometown. He knew we lived here. This time I was with Jack Fisk, and Jack walked away, and he says, hey, Fernandez, do you do blow? And I went, huh? Because I heard he did. Blow, meaning cocaine. No, I don't do blow. Good. Because if you do blow, he goes, are you a drink? You end up like these guys. Look at these guys. They all look like spit. Spit with an H, of course. When we say spit on the show, we mean spit with an H. Put the H instead of the P. So anyway, he goes, they all look like spit. You don't want to look like these guys in 10 years from now, Fernandez. You'll be a fat Mexican. That's what you'll be. You drink, you do the cocaine. That's what happens to you. Stick with the weed, kid. Stick with the weed. Well, he's 90 years old, 89 years old, and he's still smoking his weed down there in Las Vegas. Of course, not a big drinker. Oh, I've seen him have a couple drinks in the past, but Bob Arum is a big marijuana advocate. More power to him. So Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano are going to go on the 30th, the same day Oscar Valdez and Shakur Stevenson. Of course, they'll probably put this on the same time, at the same time on opposite channels. That's just the way box promoters do things. I don't get it, man. What is it? You want to cut the market in half? You just want to cut it in half? Why don't one of you guys schedule a fight early and one of you guys schedule a fight late? No. They want to go toe-to-toe against each other. We're going in prime time. Well, you got two people going in prime time. You got to, like, switch back and forth or watch one fight late. You don't get to watch the whole thing. You get to miss one fight. At the end of the day, the promoters don't know what they're doing. They just don't, because I think if they programmed and set the programming up to where one fight would fall at one point in time, the other fight would fall at another time, I think they would get all the fans. In other words, people will switch from one channel to another. But box promoters are not all that smart. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the text line's hot. This happened. You could text me here in the studio. I've got some texts I'll get to after the break. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Of course, Oscar Valdez, Shakur Stevenson. We've had Valdez on the phone on the show in the past. He's barked a lot about Shakur Stevenson. I want Shakur Stevenson. Hey, man, sometimes you get what you want, and it's like maybe too much. Maybe this might be too much for Oscar Valdez, Shakur Stevenson. April the 30th on ESPN from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Of course, the following day, Dimitri Bivol going to take on Canelo Alvarez for the World 168-pound championship. I take that back. The WBA 175-pound championship is Dimitri Bivol's title. He will be the defending champion, not Canelo Alvarez. A little different position for Canelo, but Canelo is a prohibitive favorite, a 5-1 favorite over Bivol as I speak. This is Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Of course, coming up on a break here, this is the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live World War, 37, make that 38 plus years now in the making. After the break, We'll talk some boxing. And, of course, at 40 minutes past zero, we'll bring in Muhammad Ali. Of course, I always like to bring in Ali at a point in time where he needs to say something. The world's in a bad shape, in bad shape right now because of war and things like that. So I thought it would be good to reach back and bring in some of Muhammad Ali. You ready to roll to a break, Alex? Ready to roll? Roll to a break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro. Sports my ride. Hey, baby.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
My mother told me one night, you're not bragging when you're telling the truth, son. Just don't tell the truth because people don't like honest people too much. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, I didn't want to report this, but Floyd Mayweather's coming back. That's right, Floyd Mayweather, not his father, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Unfortunately, I'd rather watch his father fight than him fight. Bottom line is, he's taking on some guy named Don Moore. Of course, he's going to be involved with the Mafia because he's going over, or allegedly, with the Mafia because he's going over to Dubai. Of course, the only buddy doing boxing in Dubai is Michael Kinahan. We'll see what happens with that. But Floyd Mayweather scheduled for an exhibition fight in Dubai on May the 14th with some live now streaming service. Of course, Sergey Kovalev going to come back on May the 14th. Jermell Charlo coming back on the 14th as well. The WBC middleweight title holder, junior middleweight title holder, of course, back. Jermell is a 154-pounder. Jermall is a 160-pounder. Jermall is the one that's got
the intestinal fortitude. It's got nuts the size of a hamster. That's just my opinion. Just my opinion. Bottom line is Canelo, of course, and Dmitry Bivol going to go on May the 7th. Now, some of the upcoming fights that I'm excited about, David Benavidez is going to take on the Canadian David Lemieux. Lemieux can crack, Lemieux can punch, but it will be a no contest. Lemieux has no chance at all, I think, in that fight. Demetrius Andrade and Zach Parker are going to hook it up on May the 21st. This is for the WBO 168-pound title. It'll take place in the UK Pride Park Stadium in the United Kingdom. Demetrius Andrade has fought for vacant WBO belts at 154, 160, and now 168. He's never beaten a champion. He's fought for vacant championships. That's sort of like when they used to give away Golden Glove championships. I didn't dig that at all. I mean, I was with him a couple nights ago and saw a friend of his last night at the boxing matches. But I think he's got like four Golden Glove championships alongside me, right? But I won all four of my Golden Gloves. I fought. In other words, they gave gold. We know when somebody doesn't, like they only got enough, maybe only one guy in one weight class, so they give him the title. You can't call yourself the champion because you didn't have another guy to fight. Come on, man. But yet, people do that. So last night, I came in contact with a guy that had won four Golden Gloves. I won four Golden Gloves. But the difference was, two of them were given to him, and I won all four of mine. Anyway, bottom line is the end of the night. Demetrius Andrade is going to get another vacant WBO shot. He must have some naked pictures of Paco Valcarcel or some allegedly of the WBO or something like that. Because, come on, three vacant title shots, three different ways? You got to be kidding me. Of course, he is the guy from Massachusetts, I believe, undefeated, but not that entertaining to watch. May the 20th, of course, Gervonta Davis and Raleigh Romero. Romero undefeated 14-0. Gervonta Davis 26-0, 24 wax. Very good fight, no doubt about that. Now, June the 4th is finally signed. George Kambosos Jr., of course, the world lightweight champion. Like him or not, he talks a good game. He beat Teofimo Lopez. He beat him down. He beat Teofimo Lopez so bad there wasn't no question after 12 rounds he won that fight. Except in the mind of Teofimo Lopez and his like deranged father. His father was like dancing and doing salsa moves and all kinds of crap outside the ring. I mean, his son's getting whooped on. His son got knocked down in the first round. He didn't think it was urgent. I mean, what was the father? Was the father on cocaine that night or what? That looked to me like the guy was on coke. I kid you not. I'm not trying to say he's a druggie. I'm just trying to say is that, man, he looked like he was on blow that night. Anyway, George Kambosos, the undefeated lad. Of course, he beat Lee Selby. That was considered a bit of an upset over there. He went over to the United Kingdom and did that. But when he came over and beat the 5-1 favorite, Teofimo Lopez, for the World Lightweight Championship, that was a statement. Knocked him down in the first round, went on to win a 12-round decision. In my mind, it was a clear 12-round decision. I mean, maybe Teofimo won three rounds. Anyway, bottom line is Kambosos and Devin Haney, both undefeated, going June the 4th. Of course, that'll be on ESPN. Come to us from the Marvel Stadium in Melbourne, Australia. They figured to pack about 75 or 80,000 people in there. I hope to be in Japan that week, Tuesday, the June the 7th. Of course, there's a big fight. Come to us from the Saitama Super Center in Saitama, Japan. ESPN's going to carry this, but Naoya Inoue, the 118-pound champion of the IBF, the WBA, and, of course, the WBC champion is Nondito Donaire, the ageless wonder out of Newark, California. Of course, the guy that knocked out Victor Arcinian July 7th, 2007. 7-7-0-7. Didn't knock him out in the seventh round, but he might as well, because I remember Vic woke up and they interviewed Vic on TV that night. They go, hey, Vic, what's happening, man? Vic goes, what do you mean I got knocked out? I don't even know. I wasn't even getting knocked out. What are you talking about? Anyway, here he is, 15 years later, battling the best guy pound for pound in the division of not in boxing. Because, you know, the monster, Inoue, is considered like one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world, maybe top two or three, along there with Canelo Alvarez. Donaire is 38 years old now. Might even be close to 39. Anyway, bottom line, he's over 38 years old. Of course, coming off two big upset wins against undefeated fighters. Can he pull off the upset against Inoue? He broke a bone in Inoue's face when they fought about 3 years ago. He broke a facial bone or something like that. So he's inflicted some serious damage on Inoue in the past. But he is a monster, and the monster will be a decided betting favorite, no doubt about that. Now, I mentioned the Jermell Charlo. Of course, Jermall, the 154-pounder, going to take on a guy by the name of Maciej Sulecki. That's going to go down in Houston, Texas. Of course, that's his hometown, June 18th. That'll go down on Showtime. Showtime loves these guys. Anyway, June the 9th, Mark Masao going to go with Ray Vargas. And then June the 16th, the return of Andy Ruiz. Andy Ruiz. Of course, Andy Ruiz, the Mexican-American that had a chance to become a really historic athlete. I mean, yeah, he was the first Mexican-American to win the heavyweight title, but he was fat when he won the title, and he was fatter when he lost the title. So in other words, he was a poor representation of the Mexican people. He just was. Now he's slimmed down. He's got his act together, sort of looking somewhat semi-lean. I mean, considering the fact that check this out. If he weighed 283 pounds for the rematch with if he went 283 pounds for the rematch with Anthony Joshua, what did he start camp at? Because he trained for 6 weeks. So what did he start camp at? Guess what he started camp at? 317 pounds. How can you be heavyweight champion of the world, be an athlete, be a dedicated athlete, know what time it is, and go up to 317 pounds or 320 pounds unless you're doing blow and drinking a lot of booze? Of course, we saw some pictures that were on the internet associating him with both Colombian dust and liquor. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, he admitted partying a little bit too much. I mean, a little bit. Come on, 317, 320 pounds? That's what you started off training at? How the hell did you ever get over 300 pounds, man? You're supposed to be an athlete, not an athletic supporter. You know what that is? Yeah. Bottom line is, Andy Ruiz, of course, going to go in a couple of looks like July the 16th. It'll be there. I haven't got the exact opponent yet, but it's going to be on Fight TV. Fight TV is going to carry this fight, of course, from the Plaza de Toros in Mexico City. So hopefully Andy can get his act together, get nice and slim, go down there and fight in front of his people and put forth a good effort. Because the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's still Andy Ruiz. He's still the guy that, he gave it up. He didn't even try the second time. Look at this. When you're the heavyweight champion of the world, when you're the champion, there's more pressure on you. When I won Golden Glove titles, there was more pressure on me defending the titles than there were winning the titles. Winning the title the first time, no big thing. A little bit of pressure because I lost the first Golden Glove title fight. Didn't win it. Never lost a championship fight after that. But what I'm trying to say is the second one, I had to win. I had to win. I had to win. The third and the fourth, yeah, they were good. They were icing on the cake, but they didn't mean what the second one, what that first one meant. It just didn't mean what that first one. You just have to get that feeling. Anyway, the bottom line is Andy Ruiz, Andy Ruiz, call him what you want. I hope he gets his act together because Mexican-Americans, of course, they love their fighters. I mean, they are the kings of pay-per-view. They're the ones that turn all the pay-per-view cranks. I mean, not only for Canelo, but they turn it as far as the UFC and MMA is concerned. I remember Steven Espinoza, the vice president at Showtime Sports, said about 3 or 4 years ago that the Mexican-Americans were buying a larger buy of his Bellator MMAs than they were boxing. In other words, a bigger percentage were buying, more were buying boxing, but a bigger percentage were buying per capita, were buying MMA than were buying boxing. Well, the bottom line is MMA is catching on, and of course boxing is catching on, but boxing is really the key as far as all the sports concerned in Mexico. It just is. It's the supreme sport. I mean, soccer, yeah. But, you know, people remember Julio Cesar Chavez, Salvador Sanchez, the great Mexican fighters. Canelo Alvarez now being ranked, of course, amongst the great Mexican fighters. Does he deserve to be there? He probably does. I mean, look what he's done thus far. 154, 160, 168. And now 175 pounds. I think Canelo Alvarez is a pound-for-pound king in boxing. And deservedly so. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll go back in time after the break. Muhammad Ali in times that weren't so peaceful.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved.
Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local Steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good!
June 20th, 1967, Muhammad Ali is convicted for refusing the convicted of not accepting the will of the United States government entering the Vietnam War. Of course, he wanted to bring him into the army. Originally, he was too dumb. He failed an intelligence exam. Then he came back and said, "Well, he's smart enough to go to the war. Bottom line is, we want him to fight over there." And of course, Ali was starting all kinds of trouble over here in the United States, basically by opening his mouth, saying, "You know, hey, listen, the Viet Cong never called me no nigga. The Viet Cong ain't shooting at me. Why should I shoot at them? I mean, I'm being persecuted in my own country, and you want me to go like 7,000 miles away and persecute people in their other country? I'm not going to have no part of it." So anyway, bottom line is, we break it down here, Muhammad Ali on the Vietnam War.
Muhammad, what do you do these days now? It seems I've sometimes wondered what you're doing.
You know, it's really strange. I'm actually more busy now than I was boxing, because at the time I was boxing, I had to go in training for like 3 months before a fight. Yeah. And like immediately after a fight, I was signing for another one, and I was like on the streets for like 3 weeks, and then I was back in training. And I fought as much as 3 and 4 times a year, and training 3 months each fight. I was mostly in camp. Mm-hmm. But I'm more busy now than I was, more active in the ring. For an example, I was in Pittsburgh yesterday and toured about 3 black high schools in one day, encouraging the youth. A lot of gang wars are going on. They're shooting each other and sniping at each other on the streets. And the principals mentioned that with the things that I have done and sacrifices I have made, I'm about one of the few people that they might listen to. So I went, and they did listen, and a couple of the gangs got together, and we had a little secret meeting, and they shook each other's hand and said they're going to try to stop fighting and shooting. A lot of them are taking dope, and a lot of the girls are going into prostitution. And we went to the schools, we talked with the various groups, and we had a good time. And I'm on a college tour also, and my agent, Richard Fulton here in New York, says that look like we're going to be booked for another 2 years in the colleges. And I'm also franchising about 500 restaurants called Champ Burgers. We have 5 of them in the Miami area. Champ Burgers, right. And we're negotiating on about 10 more buildings in Georgia, and we're coming up here and all over the country. And also Random House will be coming out soon with my life autobiography, about 4 more months. So I'll stay pretty busy.
That's pretty good. Is there any? How do you stand now with the possibility of going to jail?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just waiting any day now.
Do you think about? Do you think about that though? Do you ever think what you'll do if you?
Well, yes, you think about it at nights when you're in the bed. You think about, you know, if I went this way, what could have happened if I went this way, and I've figured it all out. No people gain freedom until some have to die, some lose their wealth, some give up money, and like. I would say the white race, when your people first got here, they didn't have these cameras and televisions and jet airplanes and air conditions and Howard Johnson's and Holiday Inns and Americana and Hilton hotels. They had to fight the Indians, watch their daughters raped and scabbed, Took 6 months to go from here to Los Angeles. Now you can do it in 3.5 hours. But nevertheless, they kept fighting and cutting down the trees. And they didn't see this, but they made a way for the present whites to rule. And the Japanese in World War II, they had these flights called suicide missions. They knew they would die, but they ran that plane, right? His life meant nothing when it came to the freedom of his daughter, his son, the future of his nation. And I would say, like, the astronauts, 3 white astronauts almost got stranded in space, and their wives were waiting, and the children were worried because they might, they could have been out there now, still in orbit.
Yeah.
But for the progress of white America in space, 8 astronauts died on the ground, and 3 almost not got back. But whenever people want to really make progress, some have to sacrifice a lot. And I like to say, white America right now is spending $30 million a day in Asia. Black and white boys are dying unjustly for nothing just to free somebody else. So why should I worry about going to little old jail to free my poor people who's been catching hell here for 400 years? And it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to put a
black... Are you asking me for an answer to that?
It's kind of hard to put a black man... any black person in this country in jail, because if you ask the average one, we're already in jail. You know, we've been in jail 400 years.
How does the subject change so many times in that long sentence that I really... I'm going to talk for a second now. That I really don't know how that connects with Howard Johnson's and everything, but it's a terrifically long harangue there that you did. Do you feel bitter toward the entire white race? Do you think there's something about whiteness that is evil?
No, sir. No, sir. Whatever white people do as far as evil or as far as mistreatment, it's just the nature of the white race to be this way if we check history.
Do you think it might be human nature?
Yes, just human nature to kill. If white people,
human nature, not
I watch television, if there's not a movie of white people shooting white people in shootouts and cowboy pictures, they're shooting Indians. If they're not shooting Indians, they shoot Negroes. If they're not doing that, they're shooting reindeers or elephants or killing something. Just got to shoot. The system is built on war.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think if it had happened the other way around, for some reason evolution, if the genes and the pigments had happened to work some other way, and if the nation of Africa, if the continent of Africa had developed the kind of civilization that ours has, is there something intrinsically... I know this is part of the Muslim point, I assume, the black Muslim point, that there is something intrinsically...
I'm just talking about history.
...aggressive about white nature that there isn't about black.
No religious point. What I'm telling you is in history books, in your own books about this. I have a book called 100 Years
of
Religion.
Oh, sure, I know. There's...
So I'm not bringing up religion or nothing. This is just a fact that the world knows, you know. But I would say that just the nature, from what I see of darker people, is peace. I say, like... The Japanese seemed to be a peaceful people until somebody else came over dictating and trying to rule them. The Hawaiians, they'd be on the beach doing their little dance. The Indian was building his teepee or whatever you call it. The African was somewhere doing his little dance. These people have never tried to go to other planets or slay and enslave other people or take over countries.
That isn't true. I don't want to get in an argument with you, but... Tahiti, for example, is always used as an example of the paradise that the white man came and destroyed. But if you look into the history of I'm an expert because I just read a book about it, Captain Cook, but that supposedly peaceful paradise where people did nothing but pluck breadfruit off the trees and make love and had no disease until the white man got there, actually had a number of unpleasant aspects to it, like the fact that they strangled infants at birth. To keep the population down, that there were live human sacrifices. So I know that there have been outrageous injustices against the black people in this country, but it doesn't really get us very far to talk about something as if the white man were some sort of intrinsic devil that no other race is.
That's the truth. You are right. What you said was the truth. The thing that you all have done to us is worse than the devil you told us about underground.
How would you like it if I were to lead into a commercial now?
Whatever you want to say, but when you say
after
devil,
this message
you're right.
From our local stations, we'll return.
Dick Cavett, Muhammad Ali, of course, 1969, 1970. I'll never forget the fact that I was watching that on television as it took place. It was emotional because, you know, I mean, we're watching a man that was a heavyweight champion of the world. He was a boxer, okay? And now he's taking this political stance, a political stance that I really didn't understand. I was only 12 years old. My father and mother would try to explain it to me, the fact that, you know, the war was going on in Vietnam, and I was watching the television every night, and Walter Cronkite, I used to watch Walter Cronkite on CBS Channel 5, and he would say, 47 Americans lost their lives today in Indochina. And I say to myself, 47 people, 40, every day it was 47 people, 57 people, 100 people listening. So the war, I started getting hip to what was going on in the war through Ali and Walter Cronkite, through the two of them, okay? So I realized, you know, this is probably not good when, you know, hundreds of people are dying, Americans are dying each day over there fighting in the jungle. And then we went over there, of course, we went over there to take over the, you know, the riches of the country. That's the bottom line. Everywhere we've went in the United has been to, like, to help people, to liberate them. No, to liberate them from their wealth. That's what they've done. If they've got resources like silver and gold, that kind of stuff, or diamonds, look out, baby. If they got oil, look out, baby. The bottom line is the Americans are coming for you. There's just no doubt about it. So with Ali voicing these anti-American views, he wasn't really anti-American. I'm not anti-American. I'm anti-bullspit, okay? Spit with an H. But the bottom line is there's a lot of that going on. Of course, we've got the war going on right now, of course, over in the Ukraine, where Vladimir Putin, the former KGB agent, of course, now the president, the premier, whatever you want to call him, the dictator, the autocrat that runs the former USSR, the former Soviet Union. Of course, the Soviet Union was a branch of a whole lot of countries put together, and then they broke up when they were bankrupt. They were bankrupt financially because they were trying to keep up with the United States in the arms race, so they ended up going broke on that. So they broke their little big countries up into a lot of little countries. They still got Russia, and of course, the Ukraine is right next door to Russia. And they've invaded Ukraine. In fact, people are dying left and right in Ukraine. And just, you know, war is never cool. But when you attack somebody and you use chemical weapons and you wipe out hospitals, this and that, where does it end? Where do war crimes end? And where do you put people on trial for war crimes anymore here in the world? Is it done? Because if it's done, Vladimir Putin should be on trial for war crimes. And I can't believe it. And this is what I'm really leading to here. Is I can't believe the amount of Americans, and some of you guys are out there listening to the show right now, that support Vladimir Putin because Donald Trump supports him, because he likes Donald Trump. I can't believe it. But 35% of a certain political group thinks that Vladimir Putin is a plus for the United States. He is the biggest enemy we've ever had in the history of our lives, ever. And in history, I mean, he wants to destroy American democracy more than anybody else in the entire world, in the history of the planet. I mean, that's his game, to destroy us, okay? So we don't want this guy influencing the elections and things like that. And obviously they did influence the 2016 election because, you know, the carnival barker from Atlantic City won. Okay, that was a little bit shady, okay? But he didn't win in 2020. Of course, they're still rewriting that over and over again on the news, here, there. The bottom line is Joe Biden's a president. You know, we need to move on. As far as this war in Ukraine is concerned, I think Biden is, and I'm an anti-war type of guy, okay? But I think Biden needs to step up. And when I mean step up, I mean put American forces on the ground in Ukraine. I think this is our battle. I don't think this is the Ukrainians' battle. I think this is a battle between right and wrong. We're right, they're wrong. Occasionally you have to pay a steep price for being right. I think this is a price we might have to pay right here. I really think the United States should get involved, step into Ukraine with both feet, offer them weapons, offer them assistance, and offer them manned troops as well. Because guess what? Vladimir Putin, he has to be put in his place right now, because if he doesn't, thousands of more people will continue to die, if not millions. The genocide is what's going on over there. And if you believe in that, man, what can I say? You belong to a certain political party here in the country, and 35% of you think that Vladimir Putin's a good guy. I don't think he's a good guy. He's the worst thing that could ever happen to this United States of America. And for you guys to take him, in fact, I saw a poll where some people were picking Putin in popularity over Biden. Come on. How can you pick a guy that wants to destroy the basic fundamentals of our country over the current president of the United States? Whether you disagree with him politically or not, that just doesn't make any sense, does it? No, it doesn't. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios. We're live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Well, can I keep going? Sportsbyline.com, iTunes. Bottom line, we're everywhere. Check us out. We're on the internet. You can search for us 1,000 different places. But the bottom line is Ring Talk Live Worldwide delivers weekly right here on Sports Byline and Veev TV. In a special way.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332. Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed. Please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Candy Maldonado with the hesitation, allowing Jose Canseco to score, and he fails to get Dave Parker at second base, so the Oakland A's
Well, I tell you what, when you hit the wrong button, you hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong button here. I got a baseball clip instead of a boxing clip. Anyway, the bottom line is that's the way it's rolling today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And, of course, we come to you Tuesdays on Veev TV, the WBC TV channel. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, next week, we'll go into depth. Of course, the World Heavyweight Championship will be taking place next Saturday night. They sold 95,000 seats to this fight. Now, people say to me, you know, Dillian White doesn't bring much to the dance. Well, he must have brought something. They sold 95,000 seats. Of course, this is an all-UK battle. Dillian White being a fighter from the United Kingdom, African fighter from the United Kingdom. And, of course, Tyson Fury being the gypsy. The great gypsy, of course, with an ass bigger than his shoulders. I can't figure that out, man. I just can't. I mean, you look at his body, his shoulders are this big, and then his butt gets bigger. I don't get it. It used to be the other way around. With me, it's like the butt's small and the shoulders get big. You know what I'm saying? But not with Tyson Fury anyway. Tyson Fury and Dillian White, it should be a mismatch as far as skills are concerned, because Dillian White is just not up there as far as the upper echelon of heavyweights are concerned. But then again, Tyson Fury, He shows up flabby. We don't know whether he's in shape or not. He's got one of those, like, deceptive bodies. You don't know whether he's in condition or not. Of course, Bob Arum has said in the past he's always been in good shape. Then Frank Warren, he said he wasn't in great shape. So I don't know what's going on. Their promoters are talking out both sides of their mouth. At the end of the day, Tyson Fury and Dillian White sold 95,000 seats, and that will go down next week. Of course, that is on pay-per-view. If you want to buy it, good luck. I'm not into pay-per-views these days. I'm just not. I've talked to you about that in the past, especially with the fact that, you know, DAZN, my favorite company. They're going pay-per-view with Dimitri Bivol and, of course, and Canelo Alvarez. Now, their business plan, how they broke into the boxing business was, we're going to offer you boxing matches without you having to pay pay-per-view. In other words, if you join me, no pay-per-view. Okay? That's sort of like hooking up with a hooker. She tells you, no VD, and then you get VD. Because that's what this was. I thought this was like a bad thing. I don't think this is good at all. I don't think this is good for boxing fans whatsoever. I think you've been promised one thing. In other words, you've been promised the elevator, and you got the shaft instead. Because we're supposed to get free pay-per-views, and now all of a sudden, we're not getting free pay-per-views anymore. We got to pay for them. Come May the 7th? I don't think so. I think I'll be going to a strip club or watching them at somebody's house like Anthony's. Anyway, until next time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios. We are a production of Sports Byline. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Anthony, take it away. Thank you, my brother.